add up in the chops and roasts and
you
so forth.
You're going to eat it?
Yes, we've been working on it already. And nearly everyone else that we know, we have given it out with chunks about that big to that big. It's about all gone already.
Really? Don't you have to treat venison before you
That's what some people said. This is our first experience. How we have eaten some before, but my wife just, it involves salt water somehow. I think she soaked it in salt water 15 minutes or about 30 minutes or something before cooking it. And it turned out good. Steak, roast.
Okay, you say so. I've agreed to get one killed, but I'm not sure I want to eat it. I can't eat rabbit, though. I tried rabbit once, and that was too much. Just couldn't. Cannot conceive of eating squirrel. And my father talked about going, oh, my daddy was a squirrel hunter.
If you had come up back during the Depression years, when people were poor, of course you wouldn't have been that poor, but here people were poor. You would have eaten rabbit and squirrel and possum. That was part of our living. We had pork and beef and so forth and chickens at home, but the other things was part of the living too. Nearly everyone.
I might go deer before I could go possum. That's too much.
We would even catch turtles. And you eat parts of turtles. I don't remember now what parts. Legs, I believe.
You mean like
turtles? Not terrapins or tortoises, but turtles, like stays in the water.
Ooh.
Loggerhead turtles.
Really?
I've seen them over one third as big as this desktop.
Is that right? I was going to ask you later on, and I'll ask you now, sorry, while we were talking about, do you make a difference between turtle and terrapin?
Yes.
About where they live?
Mm-hmm. Terrapins are, you always see them on high land, away from water. On the farms, they like to eat tomatoes, and cantaloupes, and maybe other vegetables, but they'll work on cantaloupes, ripe cantaloupes and
really?
Tomatoes.
Are they a different color than turtles?
Yes.
Though?
Turtles are less sloping, more sloping. Terrapins are kind of come up a ways and down, pretty steep. Their shell is about that big around,
uh-huh.
And it might be that high. Where a turtle that big around would just be no thicker than your hand, perhaps.
Oh. Well, a turtle is more in the water, too, than a terrapin. You're pretty far from.
Yeah.
Does one bite more than others? Do terrapins bite?
Well, yes. And when I was a kid, to play safe, to play safe, working to terminate in here once a month. But there is one. Sorry about that.
Nobody will hear it but me. And I'll know what it was. It seemed like to me, the reason I ask is that it seemed like to me when I was a child, my mother told me there was one kind of turtle that would bite you. And the other kind, if you tried to pick it up, and another kind would just pull its little head and feet in.
Well, that's the terrapin that would just close himself up. And the turtles, they say, will bite. And my mother always taught us kids, so we'd be afraid of turtles. But we heard that they would bite. And the old expression was, they won't turn loose till it thunders.
I've heard that too.
And,
I hadn't thought of that.
We believed it, of course. It couldn't be true, but unless it was going to thunder within a minute or two, probably. But that would keep us scared away, you know.